Okay, so I'm going to preface this by saying I'm coming off as kind of pessimistic and condescending, but you have to hear me out, okay? You have to hear me out. I don't think dating is worth it. I think that I've gotten to a point in my existence where my emotional intelligence and ability to set boundaries has bypassed the age demographic that I'd be willing to date.
All right.
And now it's time to play everyone's favorite game, What is Emotional Intelligence? Go ahead and input your answer down in the comment section down below. Is Emotional Intelligence a Corey Feldman-themed jazz band, a discontinued feminine hygiene product from 1972, a responsibly owned 1998 Chevy Beretta, or is it a $20 gallon bottle of 5 o'clock vodka? If you answered A, B, C, or D, your guess is as good as mine because there isn't a modern woman on this planet that can give an adequate definition to the phrase emotional intelligence.
Because I was like, well, now I know that I can set boundaries, therefore, I'm more comfortable dating. But then it dawned on me, I know how to set boundaries and say them out loud and say what I need. Does the other person know how to do that? And do they know how to set boundaries, or am I going to have to play the guessing game and read in between the lines? Because I don't want to do that anymore.
Well, good for you.
Woman, here's the thing. Self-respecting men do set boundaries, and we're quite clear and adamant that you respect them. Most of the time, they're fairly reasonable. We don't want you chatting with your ex, we don't want you talking down to us, and we don't want you dressing up like a common streetwalker to get drunk at a club and grind up against a dozen guys. However, when you set the boundaries, you expect us just to absorb your thoughts via osmosis, and then you instantly resent us when we don't pick up your subtle hints. And then you use that as an excuse to just end the relationship so you can have a clear conscience as you jump into Chad's bed. That's why the kind of men you desire want nothing to do with you. It also doesn't help that you're acting like an immature baby while saying you have more emotional intelligence than an average guy.
And people my age, 24, and I think I might go 10 years older than me for dating, they're not doing that. The amount of people that are actually putting in the work and going to therapy and trying to be better people, it's terrifying. There's not a lot of people doing it. Okay, basically, at the end of the day, I've accepted that I'm okay being single forever. I really am. And on top of that, the relationship style that I would like to enter into makes my slim pickings even worse. Hello, my name is Ray, and if I'm single forever, I'm okay with that. I've got my cats, mother.
Well, bye.
That's just the thing, Toots. A lot of men are actually working on themselves and growing as men because they're sick and tired of women like you saying that you're better than us simply because your high school guidance counselor told you so. You're sitting there with green hair and pink eyeshadow, shoving candy down your throat and screaming about how you're okay with being single forever. Do you expect sympathy from us? You are so okay with being single forever with your cat that you had to yell it from your car and post it on the internet for the entire planet to witness. And all of this could have been avoided if you didn't treat your hair and face like a 1980s hair metal album cover and made better choices when it came to men. I sincerely hope you do enjoy being single, lady. You brought this on yourself.
I do not accept a coffee or a walk as a possible date option, and neither should you. First of all, I'm not a dog that needs to be walked.
What?
Madam, I have no idea what your name is, and I can't be bothered to look it up, so I'm just gonna call you Mildred. Mildred, men don't see you as a dog that needs to be walked, because you're absolutely right, Mildred. You're not a dog. You lack all of the qualities that make a dog awesome. You have no personality, no sense of whimsical curiosity, you don't enjoy being outside, you're clearly no fun, you lack loyalty, and Mildred, your horseplay and wrestling skills aren't up to snuff with your typical pit bull or German shepherd. And I gotta tell you, Mildred, if I had the choice between walking through the park with you or with Gunnery Sergeant Chogar, Canine Space Marine, I'm gonna choose the Sarge every time, because the Sarge is pretty interesting. And he's pretty to boot. That's not something I can say about you, Mildred.
Second, I have an espresso machine at home. Works fabulous. We're not doing drinks either. You're gonna try to get me drunk and take me back home? No. We are doing dinner.
Oh, really?
Oh, Mildred, you silly farm animal. Why on earth would we do that? I don't do dinner dates. I have a kitchen with a refrigerator and a stove. They work flawlessly. And I gotta tell you, Mildred, I don't feel comfortable letting you near anything that's flammable because I don't think it would end well for my living space. Because I don't think you can handle the shock of realizing the true purpose for a kitchen, because it's not just a counter space where you get to show off your fancy coffee maker. And I don't think you need to worry about men getting you drunk and taking advantage of you, because a self-respecting man is gonna listen to you talk for 3.5 seconds and know deep down that whatever effort it's going to take to have some alone time with your garbage disposal of infinite disrepair would be better spent learning how to make soap scrimshaw. Or building a kick-ass fort.
You're gonna pick me up, we're gonna come to the restaurant, we're gonna see your table manners, we're gonna see what you order, we're gonna see do you hold your chopsticks correctly. We're just gonna, you know, study you a bit. Okay, so dinner it is.
No.
Mildred, just say you want free food instead of acting like an entitled undergrad, okay? Now, against my better judgment, I'm gonna give you a little advice because you're clearly in desperate need of some help. You see, Mildred, men don't like being treated like scientific test subjects. We don't want to be studied. We would rather have a nice conversation to see if we can bond with another person. We don't need a cretin such as yourself to analyze us and silently judge us for whether or not we know how to use chopsticks. And just so you know, Mildred, this study of yours is a two-way street. We're going to be seeing if you're friendly, feminine, and whether or not you can keep your face out of your phone for more than 3 seconds at a time, a face which I can only assume is 98% Botox and lip filler. Hopefully you'll see the error of your horrendous ways, Mildred, because right now, all I see is a massive, unattractive failure of a human being.
You're boring! You're fucking dull! You have nothing to say! You are a one-hived mind twat waffle!
Have you ever seen a man on a dating app say he's looking for someone with a good sense of humor? Because in this very well-known study, they found that when women said they wanted someone with a good sense of humor, they meant someone who will make them laugh. But when men said they wanted a woman with a good sense of humor, they meant a woman who will laugh at their jokes.
Oh, you know that. Of course I do, sir. Everybody knows that.
Of course we do, sir!
Wow, that's some groundbreaking work right there. It's almost as if a man who has the ability to make people laugh will want to be with somebody who's going to laugh at his jokes. He's going to want to make his woman smile and make her feel good so they can grow closer and bond as a couple. And women want a man who will make them laugh for virtually the same reason. This isn't some massive revelation in the dating world. It's been this way for thousands of years. But judging by that ring of metal you got lodged through your septum, you strike me as the type of creature who's going to make this a political issue because you have nothing else to contribute to society in general. So please explain to me how the patriarchy is at fault for this one.
In every other context other than friendship, men preferred women who would laugh at their jokes over women who would make jokes themselves. And that's like the least surprising thing ever, but it's kind of funny to have empirical scientific data to back it up. What is it though? Is it that men are like threatened by funny women?
I'm going to be a stand-up comedian.
Really? You're not funny.
This notion that men are constantly being threatened by women for absurd reasons is a dangerous amount of cope. Men are not threatened by women. If anything, if a man finds a woman funny, there's probably gonna be some respect thrown in there because women, generally speaking, aren't nearly as funny as men. There have been some exceptions in the past, to be sure, but come on. When was the last time you looked forward to watching a movie because it starred your favorite female comedian? Woman, do you even have a favorite female comedian? There's no shame in admitting if you don't have one, because you don't strike me as the kind of woman who actually has a legitimate sense of humor, mainly because your brain is overloaded with militant gender ideologies and Taylor Swift lyrics.
I see so many TikToks talking about how being an independent woman is so much better, and it's amazing that you don't have to depend on anyone else, but I'm exhausted. I own my own house. I can pay my own bills. I work full-time 5 days a week. I'm a full-time single mum. And I think it's just exhausting because of how lonely it can be.
Stop. Hey, hey. Okay, quick question. What did you expect the independent life to be? Were you expecting a luxurious life of ease and riches or something? Did you honestly think that being independent meant that you just go to work and pay bills? You could have literally asked any man and they would tell you there's more to independence than irresponsibly signing a subprime mortgage for your dream house. That exhaustion you're feeling is something that men feel every damn day. And guess what? None of us are allowed to complain about it at all. But now you're realizing that independence actually requires a gargantuan amount of work, and you're just gonna turn around and expect sympathy from us?
Please, maybe help me.
No way! This is your dishwashing liquid! You soak in it!
It's like I go out, I go clubbing, just to be surrounded by people for my one night a week that I don't have my baby boy. And I'm lonely, and it's sad. Because all I do is cook, I clean, I take care of my son, and I work. And I hate this system.
Oh, poor you!
The system? You're seriously gonna blame the system. The system is not to blame here, you ignorant broad. The system was set up for the man to go to work, to pay the bills, and lead the household, while the woman stayed at home, cooked the meals, cleaned the house, and took care of the children. It has been that way for centuries, but you turned around and literally demanded the system to change so you could go to work and live that independent lifestyle to prove to something that you didn't need a man to survive. You got exactly what you wanted, so if you want to blame anyone, you need not look any further than the closest mirror. Oh,
this is just so shocking. I mean, I must just be so monumentally naive.
You are.
And I hate the dating scene. If you've been single, you know what the dating scene looks like in 2023. It's non-existent. It's a bunch of just people in hookup culture. And as much as I've tried to do that, it's not for me. It just makes me feel worse about myself.
That's not my problem. It's yours.
Again, I have to ask, what did you expect? Did you honestly think that a man who has his independence and is living his life on his own terms is just gonna turn around and drop everything he's doing to take on the responsibility of taking care of a child that isn't his? The only men who are willing to talk to you are only looking to hook up because the second that you mention you're a single mother, they're not gonna want anything else to do with you. Face it, lady, you got the independent life that you craved, and now you must live with it on your own like an independent individual, because there isn't a self-respecting man on the face of the planet who'd be willing to trade his peace and freedom to take care of the child of a walking, talking bag of damaged goods. And that's gonna do it for today's video, gentlemen and gents. As always, if you find that my particular brand of humor is bringing you to the brink of laughter, then why don't you scroll on down and click that like and subscribe button and ring the notification bell so we can give the good old-fashioned middle finger to the YouTube algorithm. Thank you so much for checking out the new video, and until next time, peace out, homies.